This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're with Rach Jackson-Dean for the drive home. It's 14 minutes to 5 o'clock. It's a very chilly 10 degrees.
It doesn't feel like 10 degrees outside.
What does it feel like?
It feels like maybe 2 degrees outside.
Poor Rach.
I froze on my way here.
Arctic wind.
Yeah, I just turned into a statue, so I defrosted enough to get in now.
Little wet snowman.
Hey, somebody's going to warm you up. We're going to talk legal issues. And to help us talk about legal issues, we've got the team from KHQ Lawyers. We've got Jack and Chris. Welcome to the team.
Yay!
So this is our new segment called J-Law. Mm. So tell us about you guys, the KHQ Lawyers.
So, Dean, I've been doing family law for more years than I care to actually say. And I specialise in all family law matters, but particularly LGBTI matters. Uh-huh. And as I said, we do donor agreements, surrogacy agreements and all those sorts of things. So, yeah, I'm pretty passionate about that.
Fantastic. And Jack, you're not new to the law, I take it?
No, I've been around for a couple of weeks. So what I do is I head up the private wealth team. And what that means in the practical sense is that if you've got a couple living together, Michael and Bob, Michael runs a business, Michael and Bob live together and they've got their home together. If something happens to Michael in the business and he becomes bankrupt, what we do is we try and protect his equity in the home.
Right.
So the couple can go on once the business falls under. So that's a practical example of what we do.
Fantastic. And not just for boys who hook up, but also girls who hook up too, I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
I need to know.
Yeah. Exactly the same.
Fantastic. So what are some of the issues that but what are some of the other community issues that people come to you with, Chris?
Look, at the moment, we're seeing a lot of people wanting to know what's going to happen, you know, if we are successful in this plebiscite, if it actually goes ahead, that
is.
Is
it a plebiscite or a non-binding postal survey?
It's a non-binding postal survey, actually.
Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, so if we are successful and there is a change in the government, a government which will need to get marriage equality, people want to know what that means for them in terms of their rights now, for property settlement, kids, those sorts of things if they separate. And there's a lot of myths around that. And essentially, if you separate from your partner now and you're in a de facto the relationship, there isn't a lot of difference in terms of property matters, parenting matters, if you conceived your child during the relationship, no matter what form, except if you actually had sexual relations with a donor. Excluding that, if you do have a child, there are no other rights. What it will mean is that socially you'll be more recognised. So with marriage, you're looking at, even though a de facto partner is a step-parent of mm-hmm. their partner's child, with marriage equality, you're actually going to be recognised. You're not going to be rocking up to a hospital and wanting to see your child and people saying, well, are you a parent and where's the birth certificate and those sorts of things.
That must just be heartbreaking if that situation actually happens.
I've had it happen a number of times to clients where I've actually have to call the hospital and say to them, this is a parent. This lady can make decisions for her child. And, you know, it won't change overnight. Mm-hmm. But with marriage equality, they're going to be a spouse. They're going to be seen as a parent, a step-parent, and everything else that comes with marriage equality.
So basically, we have you guys coming in every week, same time every week, and you're a hotline, but you're a physical, living, breathing hotline. You're not
Correct.
A robot.
Depends on the day, but yeah.
Have a coffee you've had.
Yeah, exactly.
Long week.
Awesome. So what we're going to do is we encourage people to send emails through to joylaw@joy.org.au, and then that way we can get the questions answered by lawyers on air.
So not J-Law and not J-Lo, it's Joy-Law.
Joy-Law.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think, as you were explaining, there's some complexity with some of our lives, the way, you know, whether we are in relationship, whether we're de facto, whether we are married legally overseas.
100%.
Whether we have children, whether we have wills in place.
Yeah.
Society's moved a long way from the distant past, and it's time we got recognition where it's required everywhere.
But even some of the boring stuff, like as we were saying earlier, my boyfriend Anthony and I have been together for over 20 years, and we've got wills, but we've never had anybody with some expertise in LGBTI issues look at our wills, so maybe we've done it wrong. we used to do the ones you fill in off the...
Well, you know, let me tell you, Dean, you're miles ahead of most of the population. Either they've done wills... Most haven't done wills, and if they've done wills, they're out of date.
Dates.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
Date because your circumstances change. You do.
Maybe one day we will have a whole show based on fun facts like wills have dates. That is something that the LGBTI community and just the general community in the universe do not know.
Absolutely. So that email again, if you have a question that you'd like us to address on this segment next week or in future weeks, email at joylaw@joy.org.au and we'll put the questions to Chris and Jack from KHQ Lawyers. These acronyms, I've just got the LGBTIQ rolling off my tongue. Now I have to get KHQ Lawyers.
I heard you on the way over. I think it was QHK or something you said. I was like, that's great.
No. KHQ Lawyers. And you've got a website?
We do. It's www.khq.com.au.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time and we'll look forward to speaking to you next week.
KHQ Lawyers offer family law advice for the LGBTI community that you can trust.
Our team has expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, arrangements for co-parenting and children after separation, and property settlements, including financial agreements.
We provide a free 30-minute consultation and adopt a flexible approach to billing, offering fixed fee arrangements and upfront estimates to suit your requirements.
Find out more and get in touch at khq.com.au. KHQ Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.